Dick Francis is out with another thriller, his 23rd book. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. The newest is called The Danger. His previous book, Banker, is now in paperback. For Dick Francis, writing is a collaborative effort with his wife, Mary.
We try to do it together, and then we find that two sets of ears and two sets of eyes learn more than one set, and we meld them afterwards and talk about it. And sometimes, gosh, there's an idea there, and it seems to develop. We think very much along the same sort of lines. We enjoy reading the same books similar to my own.
Breaking nearly every bone in his body as a jockey in Britain, Dick Francis retired in his mid-30s to write his autobiography after being approached by a literary agent.
I didn't think I could write, but he talked me into it, and Mary, was much better read than I was and better educated. If I can get anything past her, I can take it to Fleet Street or to the publishers, and I hope get it past them.
At the same time, Dick Francis landed a newspaper job.
The sports editor of the London Sunday Express thought, here's a young fellow who has half written his autobiography. He must be able to put a few words together. So he got an introduction to me and said, would I write half a dozen articles for them on the racing scene? Well, those half a dozen articles went on for 16 years solid employment every week. And I learned at this time how to put words together and how to present them to the public.
It was Mary who in 1961 suggested that Francis try his hand at a novel.
She said, now, you've always said that you could write one of these stories. Why don't you try it? So I did. And it took me a year or 18 months in which to write Dead Cert.
The latest mystery by Dick Francis is about a partner in a firm that specializes in recovering kidnap victims. The Danger, published by Putnam's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Back in 1938, young Welsh-born Dick Francis never dreamed he would be a best-selling mystery writer. His education had ended when he was 15, and he was working for his father, who managed a stable. His mood to be a jockey was put off when the trainer he was to work with was killed in a motor crash. It was further delayed by the war. Francis served 6 years in the RAF, 2.5 years as a flyer. After the war, Francis was introduced to another trainer.
By the time I got to him, I was 26, you see, and I was an old man. I should have started when I was 16, 17. But even if you start at 16 or 17, you don't have much more than 10 or 11 years at the top. I was lucky to get to the top very quickly. It is a hard life. You ride 300, 400 races a year. The average is you get a fall about every 10th, 11th, or 12th ride.
Which means, Francis says, hitting the ground at 30 miles per hour 30 or 40 times a year. By the time he was in his mid-30s, he had broken his nose 5 times, his collarbone 12 times. He had as many broken ribs as you can count, plus a broken arm, broken wrist, and 2 fractured skulls. And the injuries were not mending well.
Someone very kindly suggested that the last fall I had, that then was a very good time to get out. And I was at the top of the tree. I just missed winning the Grand National on the Queen Mother's horse, Devon Lock, and I was leading the Jockeys' Championship at the time, so I got out in January 1957.
Today, Dick Francis lives in both England and Florida, annually turning out crisp mysteries such as Reflex, Twice Shy, and Forfeit. His novel, Banker, is now in paperback. His latest thriller, The Danger, published by Putnam's, hit the bestseller list as soon as it came out. It's about an international kidnap ring. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer Dick Francis knocks out a book a year. While they each have different themes, computers, insurance, photography, there is invariably some link to the racing world. In the 1950s, Dick Francis was one of England's top jockeys. His latest work is about an international kidnapper and a partner in an anti-kidnap firm called Liberty Market.
There is a firm in England, and there are one or two about the world who do deal in recovery of kidnap victims. They play a very low profile, and they don't like to think that everyone knows where they are.
Francis wrote racing articles for a Sunday newspaper for 16 years after he gave up his career as a jockey. His style is tight, with few unnecessary words. He says his editors rarely complain.
The only suggestion that they've made for me over the years, it was about 3 or 4 books ago, the editor said to me, Dick, You've used one word quite a lot in this story, weird. We think you've used it a bit too much. Do you mind whether I change one or two of the weirds to something else?
Francis and his wife Mary live in Florida and England, and he writes wherever he happens to be.
I do my original manuscript on a notebook on my hand, so it doesn't matter where, on my lap. It doesn't matter where I am, I can do it.
But he transfers the copy to a word processor he keeps in his Fort Lauderdale condo. Francis says he never lets his writing interrupt what he really likes to do, such as going to the races.
I like going to meet the people who are closely connected with the racing. I don't mix a lot with the betting public because I don't know enough about betting, and I don't bet. I never think it's a good thing. But I mix with the horse people and the stud people and people who have stud farms.
Dick Francis, his previous novel, Banker, is now out in paperback. His latest novel, The Danger, published by Putnam's, was an immediate bestseller, and his upcoming mystery will be about wine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.